This is Neil Fitzmaurice on City Talk 105.9.
I am joined by, I'm new to this radio business. I haven't been doing it that long. I'm really enjoying it, but I'm still a young pup about town, as they say, in the world of radio. I am joined now by someone who's a bit of a legend, really.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't mind.
Yeah. No, I am.
Oh, right, fair enough. He's a legend in the world of hospital radio.
Yeah.
He has brought many a smile to many a face. And he's here in Liverpool this weekend because he's doing some live radio shows, hospital radio shows, live link-ups. From certain venues around the city. He's doing one tonight in the Slaughterhouse Comedy Club. May I welcome to you all, the listening millions, Mr. Ivan Brackenbury.
Hiya,
got two pair of headphones on, look.
That's brilliant.
I couldn't get one to work, so I put both on, and now I don't know which one to take off because I don't know which one's working. Hiya, Neil.
Hiya, are you okay,
Ivan? You were in the office, weren't you?
Yeah.
You got hired in that first episode. It's Finchie.
Yeah.
Isn't it brilliant?
I wasn't Finchie, but
You wrote Peter Kay, didn't you?
I wrote Peter Kay,
yeah. That's his character.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, it's great to see you. You're doing brilliantly because you're on, you do another show now, Drive Time, don't you? So you're
all
over the radio,
the radio.
I'm Ivan Brackenbury. I'm bonkers.
Are you bonkers?
He's bonkers.
And we're live on a Sunday.
Sunday.
Oops, Saturday. 1 minute.
Monday. Oh.
They're on a loop.
Tuesday.
Just give me 1 minute.
Yeah,
Wednesday.
You have to go round.
Thursday.
It's Saturday, isn't it?
Friday.
Here we go. Saturday.
1961.
Oh.
1962.
It's another loop.
It's a loop. It's
1963.
Right. Sorry about that.
Sorry,
Radio
yeah.
City, 105.9, across
go.
The north of Wales and parts of Liverpool.
That's right, that's right. So, Ivan, tell us about your esteemed career in hospital radio. How did it start?
Well, I used to have to go and visit my mum in hospital, and then, but I used to sneak off and go to the hospital radio station, and it really took off for me then. That's when it started for me. I do my disease hour. For an hour and 15 minutes every evening.
That's an unusual hour.
It is, but the bloke on after me, he's on late sometimes, so he doesn't quite make it. So
okay.
I do his show too, and what we do is we go around the wards collecting requests from all the patients. And if they're not listening, I often sneak headphones on their ears so that when we burst into life at 6 o'clock, they're like, oh, what's going on? And that's listening figures. You know, that's one of the things, you
Radio.
Know.
You've got to keep them active.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, you've got to keep your listening figures going. And you're right, because it's like, it's good mental for them. It stimulates them mentally.
Yeah.
So that's really good. And, you know, you're on air and you hear the whiz of the ambulance going, woo, woo, woo. And you think there's some more listening figures going up. Whiz, bringing some more people in. Sometimes the ambulance comes in silent and that's not so good.
No, probably not. Yeah. Well, moving on from that, how long have you been doing this for then, Ivan? How long have you been there?
As long as I can remember.
Really?
Two years.
2 years? You can only remember 2 years? That's just...
Yeah, but I have loads of jingles and...
Hospital radio broadcasters do it to ill people.
Yes, we do. Until they get better, obviously. And we build up a good pace. You see, you're all about big listening figures here and on your other show. And it's all about getting as many people listening as possible. And I noticed Radio City only fell shy of their targets for their first year. It's pretty good. Because you went on air in January, didn't you, last year?
Yeah.
And you've done really well, I think. But hospital radio is all about DJ to listener ratios.
Yeah.
So, and we can have that as high as 2-1 in certain cases.
Yeah, that's
two, two DJs.
Two DJs to one.
depending on the show, really. Yeah, so... Whereas I can give them all my full attention, you've got like thousands listening, haven't you?
Yeah, hundreds if not thousands.
Thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
Thousands. Yeah. So you know that's brilliant. And I give them everything. I give them my all.
Yeah. You do.
Yeah. So that's how I work. And then we do requests and dedications, loads of announcements. I'm a public service.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I am, you know. So.
You're providing a service for people who are...
You were in Holby City, weren't you?
Yeah.
And you're also in Casualty, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah. And two shows that don't have a hospital radio?
Oh, I know. It's funny that, isn't it? You'd think they would, because Holby City should have a hospital radio.
It should have. It'd be great for you.
Right in.
You should be the hospital radio DJ.
I know, I will, yeah.
So when a really serious story lands going on...
He down as well. You know, with that bloke who dresses up as a lady... Who is it?
Lily Savage.
That's right.
Yeah, you were in the show with him.
That's right.
What do you call it? A hit.
It hit.
Yeah. You were in with him, yeah.
Sir, because he was paying the wages.
Yeah.
You've Googled me, haven't you?
And the bill. It was in the bill. He was in the Villa as well. You're like a proper actor, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You're one of them Renaissance blokes.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a jack of all trades, master of none. Master of none.
Have you invented Peter Kay? That's his idea.
Oh, I broke the mould.
Yeah.
I hope.
Unfortunately, before it was set. But never mind.
What is who's the most famous person that you've met, Ivan, or indeed who's met you?
I meet loads of famous people, and a lot of them drop into the hospital. So we've had David Hasselhoff, Mr. T, you know, people like that.
You've had the Hoff.
Natalie Imbruglia, yeah, and they do me celebrity drops. Do you want to hear one?
Yeah.
1 second.
Hi, I'm Mr. T, and you are listening to Ivan Brackenbury on Brimington Hospital Radio. Shut up, fool.
Yeah, shut up, fool. That's Mr. T. He had cortisone injections. He came in for a week and I pestered him. And eventually he did one for me. So I'm really pleased about that. And then Hoff.
Hi, it's David Hasselhoff. Whenever I'm in town, I listen to Disease Hour with Ivan Brackenbury on Hospital Radio.
He had no idea what he was saying. He's a bit...
Was he?
What about this one?
Hi, this is Natalie Imbruglia, and my favourite hospital DJ is Ivan Brackenbury.
It's weird, isn't it? Because like most people, they don't have a favourite hospital radio DJ. So in many ways, I'm dead lucky with that.
Yeah, no, it's nice that you've got these big celebs to... Do these come in because they're ill? Did she sort of fall off something?
Yeah, no, I just spot them. If anyone's famous, then I go straight up to them, and I don't care me. Yeah. I just go, I'm not bothered. I'll go right up to them, stick the microphone in the face. You know what I mean? I am a bit in your face, but it's just my bubbly personality.
They love that celebrity.
They do.
Love that.
Yeah, I know. Because it was brilliant. Like, we had no one in. We had Bernie Clifton in. And then there were no one for ages. And then just loads of people turned up. Look, Shane Ward.
Hi, I'm Shane Ward. And you're listening to Disease Hour on Hospital Radio with Ivan Brackenbury.
And these?
Hi, we're Orson. And you're listening to the Disease Hour with Ivan Brackenbury.
Don't even know who they are. Will Young, we've got Louise Redknapp. Simon Le Bon wouldn't do it.
Hi, I'm Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran, and this is...
Ivan Brackenbury.
2006.
8. 9. So I had to make that one up. You probably could tell because you're in radio, but there was an edit. You two wouldn't know. So you do the Beatles Museum, don't you?
I do.
My God, I love that. It's like loads of mannequins in rooms.
Yeah, that's
right. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I really like it. I really do. I like the white room because you've got a little piano, haven't you? Yeah. You feel like you're in the 60s.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, it's underground, isn't it, in the Albert Dock, yeah.
Do you play a lot of Beatles in your hospital set?
Not really, no. I don't really. No, it's all driven by listeners, and they're the people. Me, two headphones are falling off my head. It's all driven by the listeners. So, example, John. This is for John. John's got massive ears. He's having them pinned back. He loves Simply Red. This is for him. Holding back the ears. That's for him. And we've got a doctor starting, Dr. Crew, specialises in patients who have got dwarfism. And we're going to play him this later on in tonight's show.
Just have a little patience.
Little patience. No. You mustn't laugh. They're like people. They are like people. They've got feelings like we have, you know. Sometimes they can feel happy. Other times, grumpy. Occasionally bashful. Occasionally. I love the Beatles, though. They're really good.
They're good.
Do you know what? You might not know this, but they're actually from Liverpool.
Are they?
No, they are. They are from Liverpool, yeah.
Yeah, well, there is rumour of that, but...
Yeah.
It's never been proven, has it?
So it's good that you've got it, actually.
I have wondered why I'm living and working in...
It's a lovely, lucky coincidence, really.
It is.
Isn't it good, that?
Because the one in Belfast's closed now, isn't it?
Because I think there's a cab driver in Liverpool that takes you around all the houses. She's got a little notice up in a cab.
Yeah. She takes you around, shows you around where they used to live.
Yeah, I know. That'd
what are you do? What are you doing in this glorious city, then, Ivan? What are you doing tonight?
I'm doing my hospital radio roadshow. So it's all the fun and excitement of being ill in hospital without actually having to be there. You do a geek chic night, don't you?
I do.
I know. Yeah. I don't look. I don't know. I know. I'm not. To
I
look
think
like.
You'd be perfect.
Well, I know I don't look like one, but I'm a bit of a geek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I am.
Ideal.
I love Macs, iPods, and iBooks, and Apple Macs and all that kind of thing.
You're struggling with your headphones,
don't
you?
I know, I've got two on.
You're bonkers.
I don't have a Mac, I've got a Dell, but I've got one of them Apple stickers on it. And Yeah, and everyone's fooled. No one, everyone, not the geniuses at the Apple shop. They know. They told me that they wouldn't fix it. I had to call Dell technical support. And I got through to this guy, you know, what they like. And I only asked. They said, are you one of them Slumdog millionaires? And he hung up on me. Because you were from Newcastle, you were furious. But it's a very similar accent, isn't it?
It is a very similar accent.
Hello, technical support, how can I help you? And I was like, what? Anyway, I know.
We're going to come back and talk
that's
more.
That's not racist, it's ignorance.
No, that's right. There is a difference. It's Neil Fitzmaurice on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
This is Neil Fitzmaurice on City Talk 105.9.